Hi everyone, welcome back to the midweek podcast. I hope you've survived a couple of weeks without the podcast over Easter. Our focus today is on John chapter 14, verses 12 to 14. John 14, verses 12 to 14. Although I'm going to start reading a little bit earlier. It's quite hard to know where to break in and start reading at the beginning of John chapter 14. I think I'll start at verse 8. Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own, rather it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it." So Jesus gets this question from Philip, verse 8, "Lord, show us the Father," he says. Jesus' response, verses 9 to 11, is, well, if you've seen me, if we've seen Jesus, we have seen the Father. They are so closely tied together, God the Father and God the Son, the Lord Jesus. See God the Son, see Jesus, we have seen his Father. If you want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. The words Jesus speaks, verse 10, are the words of the Father, ultimately. The works Jesus does, end of verse 10 and into verse 11, the miracles that he does are the works, the miracles of God the Father. And we think back over what we've seen in John's Gospel so far, some of the things we've seen Jesus do, turning water into wine in chapter 2 and healing a dying boy in chapter 4 and healing a lame man in chapter 5 and feeding 5,000 and walking on water in chapter 6 and healing a man born blind in chapter 9 and then in chapter 11, raising Lazarus from the dead. And we think, oh, I can see what Jesus means in verse 11. All these godlike works and miracles that he's been doing, that his life has been full of, the kinds of things that only someone closely associated to God the Father might do. Yeah, that makes sense. And then we get to verse 12, where we really begin our focus today. And we can't quite believe what we hear Jesus saying. I'll tell you the truth. Always a sign, he's saying, particularly listening to this, this really matters. "Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father." Sorry, Jesus. What did you say? Don't be ridiculous. We want to say, don't we? People like us doing greater things than we've seen you doing in John's Gospel. What on earth do you mean? But there his words are. He looks out at these disciples he's speaking to. Kind of the foundation of and the first members of the church that he'll leave behind, of which centuries later we're a part too. "I tell you the truth," he says, "anyone who has faith in me," so not just the apostles he's speaking to in this moment, but anyone "who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father." How? How on earth can Jesus say people like us will do even greater things than we've seen him doing in the Gospel so far? It's baffling, isn't it? And I think the way we're meant to understand it is this. Jesus isn't saying that you, me, as individuals will do individual works that qualitatively are necessarily greater than the sorts of things we've been seeing him doing in the Gospels. But I think he's saying, as his people, more and more people, growing number, this vast number of people across the world through history, trusting in him, as his people, we will do even greater things than Jesus has been doing. The focus here isn't qualitative, some have said, it's quantitative. It's as his people across the world will do more and more great things in Jesus' name. And that's true, isn't it? You think what was going on when Jesus was around on earth. He was a human being, fixed in one place, really only able to deal with a certain number of people around him at any one time, only able to speak to the number of people his voice could carry to over a hill, or as he spoke to a crowd on a mountain, wherever it might be, from a boat on a lakeshore. But now think what's going on. Wherever there are Christians in the world, there Jesus is by his Spirit. And maybe we're not doing such eye-catching miracles as the kinds of things we've just thought about from earlier on in John's Gospel. I don't know, when did you last walk on water? I've never done it. I tried it once in the swimming pool. It went disastrously wrong. Those eye-catching miracles, I think signs and wonders, were given by God particularly to mark Jesus out and his apostles out as the ones that we're meant to look to, as the ones in whom we find God's truth. And yet still, all around the world, wherever people are following Jesus, maybe less eye-catching, but just as extraordinary, just as remarkable. Wonderful things are going on. The gospel's being proclaimed in really tricky situations, really hostile situations. Hearts are being humbled. People are being convicted of sin. We're realising we can't trust ourselves. We absolutely need Jesus. Turning to him, trusting him, having faith in him, growing then in likeness to him. As we do that, you, me, being united together as his body on earth. Just extraordinary miracles taking place all over the world today. Wherever Jesus' people are, we get a taste of it at Pentecost, don't we? You think that, you know, there's been some reaction to Jesus during the Gospels, during his life on earth. And then you get to Pentecost and Jesus is back in heaven with his Father. He sends the Holy Spirit and 3,000 people become Christians in one day. And suddenly we sense, whoa, the scale of this is growing and growing. Why? Because Jesus has gone back to the Father. But why? Well, look what he says. And here's the thing we want to focus on just today. How does this come about? Does Jesus do we end up doing great things, even greater things than Jesus, because, well, we're naturally brilliant, really? Because we put in so much effort, because we plan phenomenally. We sort of catch the wave of what's going on in the world and great things happen because we just work really, really hard, persistently. No, look what he says, verse 13. It will all happen because we ask him, and he acts in response to what we ask. Verse 13, I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. There's the secret. There's how this happens. We ask, we pray, and Jesus hears. And if what we pray is in his name, kind of thing that he wants to see happening, and if it brings glory to his Father, what we're asking for, then of course he'll do what we ask. And we look at verses 13 and 14, don't we? And we think, what? So Jesus is just saying, all we have to do is ask, and he will do these extraordinary works through us. Yes, he says, that is exactly what I'm saying. There's a nudge to pray, isn't it? To be growing in our understanding of the sorts of things that are in his name, pleasing to Jesus, that he would do, that glorify his Father, and then to actually get on and pray them. And isn't that the encouragement that we need? Praying is hard, isn't it? We all know that. We often say it, but here's another help, another encouragement to get down to it. In a minute, I'm going to lead us in a couple of prayers as we finish, but it might be that you want to press pause on this podcast before we get to that. And just think ahead to the day that you've just begun, or some way through. I don't know what time you're listening to this. And just think, what can I pray in Jesus' name for today? What kinds of things would Jesus want to be happening around me today? What would bring glory to his Father? And then pray about those things. Come to the prayer meeting this evening. We're going to be praying about all kinds of things this evening. Children's work, youth work, young people's work in our church as that gets going again this term, and Sunday Club restarts this Sunday. We're going to pray for Alex and Nadia Richardson in Siberia. We're going to pray for the whole of the Muslim world in this season of Ramadan, and all kinds of other people and issues in our church at the moment. Brilliant, says Jesus. Just ask. Ask, and if you ask in my name, and it will bring glory to my Father, I will do what you ask. That'll get us tuning in for that prayer meeting this evening, won't it? What an exciting thought. Just ask, Jesus says, and you'll do greater things than I have done. I'll hear you, and I'll answer, and I'll be at work doing whatever you ask in my name to bring glory to my Father. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you have gone to your Father. And thank you that you have given us this extraordinary promise that you will do whatever we ask in your name, that you might bring glory to your Father, who you love so much. Thank you so much that wonderful things are happening even today through your people in this world as you fulfill this promise. We're sorry that we are so often so slow to take you up on this. Help us to hear this encouragement and to pray on our own and to pray together as your people too. And we ask this in your name for your Father's glory. Amen. And then let's finish our time by saying the Lord's Prayer too. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening in. Have a good day. Hopefully see many of you at the prayer meeting this evening. You've got the Zoom link in the email that this came with too. Have a good rest of the week too, and hopefully see many of you on Sunday as well.